Nikki Lahavich, will you come boast in your Savior?
My name is Nikki Lahavich, and I lived 20 years without knowing Jesus, without the realization of heaven and hell, and without realizing my selfishness and sin. I grew up in a family who has strong values, who focus on loving family and friends, all things I'm very grateful for. But there was never a focus on Jesus. Never a focus on the eternal consequences to my actions. I pursued a dark, selfish, and lonely life. I pursued a life without Christ. In junior year of high school, I became consumed with all things that were wrong. I drank on every opportunity that I could. My life was consumed with drugs and unimportant relationships. I didn't care about any person's feelings other than my own. I didn't care about my speech or who I would hurt or the repercussions to my words. I hit a point in 2005 that I was addicted to cocaine. I was underage drinking so often that I had to consume a lot of alcohol to feel any sort of intoxication, which was my goal every night. I skipped school so much that I was in danger of graduating. College was not in my future, which was a huge disappointment to my family. Who was to blame in all of this? Never once blaming myself for my addictions. I blamed it all on my parents and their separation, so much so that I disrespected them with my words. I stole from them. I disrespected their rules and eventually chose to leave the house. One night when my dad was out of town, I decided to drive high to my parents' house. My plan was to sneak into the house and get some of my belongings. I remember driving into my neighborhood and thinking to myself how there was no point to me being alive anymore. And I thought myself to end it. I stepped on the gas, and instead of running into the wall in front of me, I ran into the dirt lot next to it. I pulled over and started sobbing. You hear of people hitting rock bottom. This was mine. I will never forget that night. Praise God for his grace in my life, that I had to experience this in order to receive the goodness of being his child. Although I did not become a believer until a few years later, God started his work in my life on that night. I started going to church in 2008. I must admit my intentions for why I was going were not genuine. God's plan for me was bigger than I ever imagined. I heard the gospel many times before it was something that I ever believed. But every time I heard the gospel truths, it pushed me closer and closer to the cross. I knew I believed when conviction and repentance overpowered my sinning heart. Becoming a believer has been unbelievable. My life has light. I pursue a life with and for Christ. I desire to read his word and share my heart. Ephesians 2, 5 through 10 says, even when we were dead in our trespasses, he made us alive together in Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised up with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is a gift from God. This is a gift from God. Praise God that he chose to save and forgive an irresponsible, evil-hearted, hell-bound, cocaine addict drunk to be his child. The good news of the gospel is that once I was eternally separated from God, and now through Christ's sacrifice and his resurrection, I get to experience him, his love, and his promises. I am no longer under his wrath, and I now have hope and knowing that I have life eternally with him. I want to be baptized because as a believer in Christ, it is something that I'm called to do. I have a new heart and I'm a new person. Galatians 2:20 reads, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And I in the life, I now live in the flesh. I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
Based on your testimony and profession of faith, it's my honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.